country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine. And
welcome, folks. This is the Trump phenomenon, and we're going to have a heck of a night tonight, folks. It's February 11th, 2019, and oh my gosh, Donald Trump Jr. just gave one heck of a warm-up for his father, who's about to come out on the stage in El Paso at a humongous rally. Oh, it's going to be beautiful, folks. The electricity is in the air. Ted Cruz gave a warm-up for Donald Jr., but there's more excitement. This creepy Beto O'Rourke, he is staging a counter rally also in El Paso. And by the way, Beto O'Rourke comes from El Paso, so you would think he could get a crowd in El Paso. Oh, no. He's got about 500 people at his rally, which is outdoors, not in an arena like Donald Trump. Apparently, he can't afford an arena. He's got about 500 people. He's got some musical acts up on the stage who are singing entirely in Mexican. And Beto O'Rourke, of course, has no Hispanic blood at all. Robert Patrick O'Rourke. But he's trying to persuade Hispanic Texans that he's their guy. Well, he is their guy. So anyway, so this dueling rallies is coming up. And it's going to be wonderful, folks. And you're going to be right there. You've got a front row seat here. I reserved your seats. So have a sit right there in the front row. The president will be out momentarily. Let's go over here. I'm going to look over what's going on. It's a Beto O'Rourke rally. Let's just listen for a second here. Hold your nose.
We all know him because he showed us that it is possible to be incredibly passionate about an issue and still be able to talk and listen to each other with compassion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Give me some of that. Of course, this woman's talking about Beto O'Rourke. And let's go over now. Let's go over to the real rally, the Trump rally. Which has, by the way, the Beto O'Rourke rally looks like it has about 500 losers in attendance, replete with Mexican flags. Trump rally looks as if it has, you know, about 20, who knows, 20,000 people, maybe many people who can't get in. The stadium, the arena is packed. Let's see what's going on over at the Trump rally. Nobody at the podium right now, so. A sea of Make America Great Again red hats, and then also some green hats that are, I think the green hats maybe Keep America Great hats. But anyway, a sea of hats. And I like this. I can tell you from having been to two Trump rallies that all of the signs are handed out to us attendees by the Trump staff. So there are no homemade signs. I mean, you can smuggle one in, but they hand out. You can pick any sign you want, but they're all made by the Trump staff. And all the banners around the arena, of course, are put up by the staff. And here's a big, giant banner right over the entrance where Donald Trump will appear at any moment. And it says, "Finish the wall. I like that. So anybody out there that was feeling, well, Donald Trump isn't really going to build the wall, as they say in New Jersey, you can forget about it. Donald Trump is going to finish the wall. And let me say this about Donald Trump Jr., who just finished. I was not that impressed. I mean, I don't want to knock the guy, you know, Donald Trump Jr. But when he started out, the rallies where he spoke before his father and so on, he was not a seasoned speaker. And he wasn't, you know, he wasn't in the great category. Well, I'll tell you what, he is now. He has really blossomed on the campaign trail. He is an incredibly good speaker. He had this crowd riveted. He appeared to be speaking completely extemporaneously, maybe with some notes. But boy, was he good. He said things like, talking about the left, he says, I wonder where the hell their moral compass is. I like that. And he speaks like his father, colorfully. He said something about the left, the nonsense, or he used some other word that the left purveys. And he says, I won't use the really accurate word for it because I'll catch hell for it. And then somebody in the shout crowded, bullshit. He says, well, you said it, I didn't. And I'm not going to argue with you. So that's very Trumpian, to use the language of the people, the language we all use in our daily life. And I mean, do any of us, like when we're speaking with each other, talk about Democrat nonsense? Do you use that phrase when you're talking with your family or friends? Of course not. You use the BS word. And so I love that Trump speaks plainly, means what he says what he means, delivers what he promises. Here's another phrase from Donald Trump Jr. And by the way, I like the beard. He's got a close-cropped beard, full beard, that I think looks really good on him, as does the same beard on Ted Cruz. I think it's a huge improvement for Ted Cruz. It strengthens up his weak chin, and he's a much more compelling podium figure. He says this. He says, I want to address the young people in this audience, which is huge, folks. It's packed like sardines. I'm looking at the audience. The young people out there, he says, concerning their experience in school, he says, I wrote this down, you don't have to be indoctrinated from birth by these loser teachers. Oh, man. A chip off the old block. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Those are words that come right from the style of his father. So I'm liking Donald Trump Jr. a lot. And I like Eric Trump. He's really good. So we don't get to hear Tiffany Trump much, although she graduated like a year or two ago from the same school that her father attended, the very distinguished Wharton School of Finance and Economics and Business, the top such school in the world. We hear from Ivanka and Barron, up and coming. Wow, I think he's about as tall as his mother now. And I think he's only, what, 12 years old? 6 feet tall, maybe? So he looks like, you know, we got some five really, really smart Trumps. Gee, it's funny how genetics is everything. Funny how that works, isn't it? Let's see. And on this channel that I'm watching the Trump rally on, there are 36,000 people watching right now. Over on the Beto, let's go over to the Beto O'Rourke sideshow here, over at the, you know, in the carnival here in the side tent. Oh, here he is. He's talking. Let's listen to this clown.
That she was allowed to go to high school in El Paso, Texas, had the audacity. Try to enroll at Texas Western College and was denied entry solely because of the color of her skin. She did not allow that injustice to deter her or to dampen her spirits, enlisting the services of a little-known attorney named Thurgood Marshall. They took that case all the way to the federal courtroom of R.E. Thomason, another great El Pasoan. And
Thurgood Marshall. Beto's talking about ancient medieval studies here. He's making a speech about somebody who retained Thurgood Marshall as an attorney. I mean, we're talking, what, the 1940s? Wow, he is very topical. Let's go back to the Trump rally. Boring, boring. That's what I would chant at a Beto rally. And by the way, just to give you the atmospherics of the Beto rally, he doesn't have any lights. He doesn't have any stage. He's got a chain link baseball diamond fence behind him with all kinds of rips in the fence. That's apparently all he could afford. He's hopping up and down like a Mexican jumping bean. Let's go back to Trump here. Still, the president has not yet appeared. His rally is scheduled to begin at 8. As is traditional with Trump rallies, they begin a little bit after the stated time, and there are many reasons. One reason, which I witnessed myself at the rally in Duluth, Minnesota, and the rally in Fargo, North Dakota, is that the president wants as many people as possible to be able to get into the rally. It takes a long time. They check every single person coming through, more lightly than the airport security you're used to. The security that you go through is, I would say, considerably less than what you experience at the airport. But it slows they only have so many gates with the scanner type things. So it takes a while. You know, it's Trump's own fault for having such darn huge crowds that it takes a long time to get that crowd into the arena. It's your fault, Mr. President. So he lets the crowd, you know, max out so that every person who could get in gets in, and then he comes out on the stage. I think that's his main consideration in not starting rallies on the dot. And by the way, who does anybody in the audience mind? Let me tell you, people in the audience I'm looking at right now, some of these people lined up for this rally. Remember, this is Monday night, lined up Sunday night. That's right. And that you're going to see that at every Trump rally from here all the way to the 2020 election, then every Trump rally in the 2022 campaigning, which he will do for all of us. And then, unfortunately, he won't be running in 2024. Oh, if only he could. Now, and of course, if we repeal the amendment limiting presidential terms to two, we could have him in a third term. If the Democrats can do it with Franklin Roosevelt, four terms, hey, we'll take three. But the people line up more than 24 hours in advance. I brought my kids to the Trump rallies 8 hours in advance. And we were not at the front of the line at all. And at every Trump rally, many people do not get in. Trump has taken to setting up, what do you call those big screens? Jumbotrons and speakers outside for those who can't get in. But even those who can't get in, there's no grumbling. There's no moaning and griping. Everybody's just happy to be there at a Trump rally. So let's go back to Beto. Let's see what nonsense he's dishing out now.
To be with a family member to flee horrific brutality and violence and death in their home countries. And as we build these walls, 600 miles of the 2,000-mile border walled up and counting, we push them to ever more treacherous and remote stretches of the U.S.-Mexico border, thereby ensuring greater suffering and death.
Oh, my gosh. This guy is, you know, what's wonderful is all these Democrat candidates are loonies. His logic there is if you build a wall to stop people who are coming from the horrible conditions in their country. He doesn't say their hell hole country. And it's a hell hole because they made it that way. If you build a wall to stop these people, you are now guilty. You are responsible for making them try to go around the wall, maybe out into the desert. And if they have a problem out in the desert, walking with their children in a freezing desert night or a scorching, waterless desert day, it's your fault, not theirs, not the uncaring, cruel parents of the children. No, it's you. You did that. This is the insane mentality of today's demon rat. Let's go back and see if the president's coming in yet. Nope, no president yet. Just hanging on, hoping that he'll come here shortly. And of course, when the president appears, I will shut up and we'll... A lot of people are raising cameras. It's as if something maybe is happening. Lots of cameras going up, or cell phones. So somebody's taking a picture of something. And of course, the drama here, Laura Ingraham is interviewing the president tonight on Fox. I think right after this rally. That will be dramatic. Also, of course, the story this week, with 5 days to go or less, on the deadline for the demon rats make some kind of a deal, I hate that word, on border security, which they now today have pretty much flushed down the toilet with their demand. Can you believe this? This level of insanity. The latest Democrat demand from Beto O'Rourke types is that they have now introduced out of the blue, out of the murky swamp of their minds, they've introduced a demand that the number of beds that ICE and the Border Patrol have be reduced. The number of facilities in which detained invaders can be kept, you know, with a 3 square meals and a bed, provided at your expense, folks, that number be reduced. This is an insane demand. In other words, let's say you have a capacity of let's say you have 50,000. I have no idea what the number is, but let's say you have 50,000 beds in your facilities right now. So if the Border Patrol and ICE pick up 50,000 illegals, 85% of whom, by the way, folks, that are housed in these facilities are criminals. Of course, every illegal alien is a criminal, but by criminal, I mean they have additional other crimes like rape, robbery, murder, car theft, terrorism, gang terrorism. That if you have 50,000 beds, the Democrats are demanding that a large number of those be dismantled. So let's just pick a number. You go down to 20,000, meaning you immediately have to turn 30,000 violent criminals on the loose. Well, that's a smart idea. We'll be right back. Good chance for you to call in. I'm not so sure how many calls we'll get in. We'll be right back. Still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
In the house. Here he is, right now, live in El Paso.
Great romance together, you know that. It's been a great romance. And we're only getting stronger together. That's what's happening. Wow, look at all the press back. You believe that? This is like the Academy Awards used to be. They've gone down a long way since they started hitting us a little bit, right? They've gone down. That was a long fall, but there they are. Last week, I was honored to stand in the House chamber to deliver the State of the Union. And I asked both parties to come together to choose greatness for America. Since taking office 2 years ago, our economy is now the hottest economy anywhere on earth. Hello. Our military, which desperately needed funding, we went $700 billion, and $716 billion is more powerful than ever before. True. That was not a good situation. It was tired and depleted. Our great warriors were not
taken care of. Now they're taken care of again the way they should be. And America is winning again. Isn't that nice? We're fighting for all Americans from all backgrounds of every age, race, religion, birthplace, color, creed. We're fighting for ourselves. We're fighting for all Americans. And what is it? America first. Remember, it's America first.
He only gets better. Huge crowd, huge.
Our agenda is not a partisan agenda, although some people say it is. Every once in a while it does become that way, right? It's a mainstream common sense agenda of the American people. It's where we want to be and where we want to go. And despite the fact that the media refuses to acknowledge what we've done and how well we're doing it.
Here he goes, punching hard.
A new poll just came out as I was coming on, and it shows, I don't know how you can do this. I don't think I've had a good story in years. I don't get good. I used to get great press until I decided to run for office. And we have done together an incredible job. And a new poll just came out today. Rasmussen, one of the most respected polls, one of the polls that got the election right. So I have to remember that. You know what the number is? 52% with no good news.
Nice, nice. 52%.
Explain that. Explain that. How do you get that when you don't get good press? I guess 93% of the stories are negative. No matter what we do, they figure out a way to make it negative.
Really telling the
story.
Like,
I'll give you a quick example. When I came in, North Korea looks like it was going to war. You know that. It was going to happen. Bad things. Now, you have no missile launches. You have no rocket testing. You have no nuclear testing. I have a good relationship, maybe even a great relationship. We have tremendous sanctions on North Korea. But we have our hostages back. We have remains are coming back. The remains. And our presidents have been dealing with North Korea for many, many decades, many, many decades. And on a nuclear way over the last 20, 30 years. And all I hear is, can't you move faster? You know what? I left Singapore 15 months ago. They've been negotiating for 85 years or something. So now their complaint is, what's taking them so long? I heard one of our great geniuses from a previous administration telling me how to negotiate with North Korea when they got taken advantage of like nobody I've ever seen before.
Beautiful.
So someday, with all of us, this is all of us, and those hats are beautiful, by the way, someday...
What a touch. So,
someday... they're going to appreciate us all, and I'm going to Vietnam, to Hanoi, in the near future, 27th and 28th of February, to have another summit. And hopefully we do as well with the second summit as we did with the first. I hope so. Now, we're delighted, and I'm delighted to be joined this evening by the Texas leaders. You have great leaders, great people, great help to me that are at the forefront of this incredible American revolution. You know, there's never been anything like this in the history of our country.
We very good.
Understand that.
Bingo.
There's never been. If you would say, as an example, that tonight 69,000 people signed up to be here. Now, the arena holds 8,000. And thank you, fire department. They got in about 10. Thank you, fire department. Appreciate it. But if you want to really see something, go outside. Tens of thousands of people are watching screens outside.
Bingo, bingo, bingo.
And we were all challenged by a young man who lost an election to Ted Cruz.
Beto O'Rourke.
And then they said, you know what? Hey, you're supposed to win in order to run. By the way, I'm 1-1. I'm 1-1. Think of it. We had one election. We won. Now we're going to be 2-0, and everything's going to be perfect. But a young man who's got very little going for himself, except he's got a great first name. He challenged us. So we have, let's say, 35,000 people tonight, and he has 200 people, 300 people, not too good.
That's right, folks. He has a dinky little crowd.
In fact, what I would do is I would say that may be the end of his presidential bid, but he did challenge us.
This is his hometown.
So I want to introduce some great people. Your governor, Greg Abbott. Greg. Where is he? Where's Greg? Thank you, Greg. And a great governor and a great friend of mine. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
We're all here.
Thanks, Dan. Thank you, Dan. Look at him in the corner. So shy. Thank you, Dan. Great job, Dan. Attorney General Ken Paxton.
Texas is a red, red state.
Thanks, Ken. And Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. Thank you, Sid. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Ken. Great job you do. And we're especially grateful to your wonderful senators, John Cornyn and Ted Cruz.
Everybody here. Donald Trump.
Great job. And we have a lot of your congressmen and women. We have a lot of them. You ready? And they're terrific. And they've been with us all the way. Pete Olson. Pete. Thanks, Pete. Thank you, Pete. Michael Burgess. Thanks, Michael. John Carter. Brian Babin.
I hope Louis Gohmert's here.
And Randy Weber. Thank you very much.
Lou Gohmert's not there. Busy in Washington.
We are in the midst of an economic miracle. That's what's happened. You look all over the world and you study and you see what's going on. You can look at China. We have a team right now in China. They want to make a deal very badly. Those tariffs are costing them a lot of money and they're going into our treasury. Remember that. We're filling up with billions of dollars. And did you see the, you know, I haven't been here very long, the trade deficit really went down very big this last month. And people are saying,
now, I'm just going to cut in here. I'm sure you'd rather I not do that. But what you can obviously see here, this is our first, well, not the first, but we're back into election mode, folks. Remember all those rallies that we covered on this show in 2015 and 16? What I recognize immediately from this rally Trump is better than he ever was. He's more powerful. The audience is even more fired up, bigger. It's all bigger and better. And now he's running not on promises made, but promises kept. This is incredibly, incredibly encouraging.
You saw South Korea? They were paying us $500 million a year. I say, you got to do more. You got to do more. Anyway, now they're up to almost $900 million. That was like on two phone calls. I said, why didn't they do this before? They said, nobody ever asked. Nobody asked.
That's right.
You pick up almost $500 million a year. Nobody asked. We're defending rich countries. They've got to help us out, folks. They got to help us out. Sorry.
Brilliant.
You know what? They're going to like us more, and maybe more importantly, they're going to respect us. Since the election, we have created 5.3 million new jobs, including more than 500,000 new manufacturing jobs. Remember, manufacturing was dead. They said manufacturing was dead, previous administration. You'll never have it. You need the magic wand. That's what they said. We found the magic wand. And by the way, those numbers are small compared to what's happening, compared to all of the companies that are moving in. The unemployment.
Oh, it's good. They've got a demonstrator. Oh, I love it. You got 10,000 people booing some idiot. Now the security's taking them out and everybody's cheering. Trump's pointing at him. Get out of here. Go back to your mama.
Thank you very much. The unemployment rates for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and Asian Americans have reached the lowest level in the history of our country.
They got another one. They got another one. The demonstrators are wonderful. A rally without a demonstrator is not complete.
Okay, thank you.
They're carrying another one of them out.
Thank you. You all right? Everything okay? Please. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Little glitch here from the media. This is the network feed that I'm picking up here. So the network's having a problem getting their own signal right. Let's go to another feed. Till we get here. This is Right Side Broadcasting, an independent feed. Huge crowd.
Oh, thank you. You all right? Everything okay? Please? Okay, thank you. Thank you. And women have filled almost 60% of the new jobs created last year, which were a record number. We passed massive tax cuts for working families, and we canceled a record number of job-killing regulations. That's why your oil and gas is coming back. We eliminated the Obamacare individual mandate. and to give critically ill patients access to life-saving treatments, we did something that they haven't been able to do for a long time. We passed Right to Try. Right to Try. That's an incredible thing, Right to Try. You know, we have the greatest doctors and research in the world.
Now, I'll just turn it down just for another second to observe for you. I'm looking around the internet right now, and there are about, you know, on the order of 100,000 people, if we can trust YouTube for giving us honest numbers, which we can't, of course. But YouTube's indicating there are about 100,000 people watching the president right now on YouTube. Now, that's really more people than the network news has at any given moment. That's about all that even the top-rated CBS, CNN shows have. The days of millions of people watching them all at one time are gone. So here we have alternative media really taking a bite out of market share. Let's go back to the president.
Now, the people in Texas won't care much about this, but the United States is now the number one producer of oil and natural gas on Earth. I didn't think you'd care about that.
The number one state.
I didn't think Texas would care about that.
Just ahead of North Dakota.
And listen to this. And Texas oil production is now at the highest level it's ever been.
Just ahead of North Dakota.
And only for the great oil professionals in the room, we're getting those pipelines approved so fast, you'll be able to practically double up on oil production, oil and gas.
Pipelines coming from North Dakota.
They're getting approved at record levels and record time. That means more money, more security, and more independence for our country. It's very simple. Another one they said could never get passed. They've been trying to do it for 40 years. We passed VA choice, veterans choice. So that now, rather than waiting online for 5 days, for 9 days, for 3 weeks,
another demonstrator. Oh, we love these guys. It really spices things up. Oh, there's one. They're taking them out. There they go. Couple of idiots. A guy that looks like he's from Pakistan. And his girlfriend.
Where do these people come from? Where do they come from?
I would say Pakistan on that one. Oh, and he made the loony sign with his fingers and his ears. Screwballs.
They go back home to mommy. They get punished when they get home.
Back to mommy.
Now, you really mean finish that wall, because we built a lot of it. Finish that. But before we get to the wall, so VA accountability and VA choice. Accountability, we couldn't fire anybody from the Veterans Administration. We couldn't fire anybody. They could treat our veterans badly. We had to take it. Now you get rid of them. And VA choice, they'd wait online for days and weeks. They couldn't see a doctor. Now they go out, they have a choice, they get a private doctor, they have things taken care of, and we pay their bill. They've been trying to get those two things fixed for many, many decades, many years, and we got it fixed. We also passed the Farm Bill for our wonderful farmers, ranchers, and growers.
Okay, let me give you an update here, folks.
We just got it passed.
The Beto O'Rourke failed rally is apparently over now. Beto O'Rourke has said all he's going to say. He had 1,000 people. That's all. 1,000 people watching the fabled Beto O'Rourke speaking. Donald Trump's got at least 100,000 at the sites I've got on my screen. Go back to him. He's got another demonstrator. You know, these demonstrators are so good. That, I mean, you know, really, if you didn't have, if you didn't have any demonstrators, it would be a good idea, if you could do it, to pay somebody to be a demonstrator. I mean, you don't want to be phony like that. But they're so fun that it would make sense. I mean, you miss them if there are no demonstrators. The crowd loves it.
Is there any place that's more fun to be than a Trump rally? Is there any?
No. Definitely no. And the communists are part of the fun. Dragging them out.
You know, they all said, Mr. President, we loved the tone of your State of the Union speech. Some people said it was a great speech. Some people said, really a great speech. I said, but if I ever did that in El Paso, Texas, it wouldn't work here too well. Do you agree? Nice and calm. Nah, that's not what you're looking for. And this is more fun.
This is fun. It is more fun.
And we just signed groundbreaking criminal justice reform into law. Nobody thought that was going to be happening. In my address last week, I asked lawmakers in both parties to cross the aisle and join together for the common good for all Americans. Democrats have to stop being so angry.
They won't, of course, they won't.
And they've got to start being partners to keep this incredible. Really, look, is this an incredible miracle that's going on? We want to keep it going. Keep it going. And it will keep going. It will keep going. There's so much to celebrate in our country. The economy, the military, so many things we've done scientifically. The world is trying to copy what we've done. They're not going to be able to do it. Not anymore. They were catching up fast. Now they're going in the wrong direction.
That's true.
Unfortunately, many of the Democrats in Congress responded to my call for bipartisan cooperation by instead choosing really, hey, look, did you ever see anything? Radical resistance. It's the radical left. But maybe it'll change. Maybe it'll change. It all has to do with 2020 and the election. But I really don't like their policy of taking away your car, of taking away your airplane flights, of let's hop a train to California, of... You're not allowed to own cows anymore. You know, there are a lot of problems. But nobody's ever had this. And by the way, with us, we handle it. No president should ever have to go through what we've gone through in the first 2 years. It's a hoax, it's a disgrace, and it should never be allowed to happen again.
Mueller, a hoax, Mr. Mueller, you criminal.
Just recently, as an example, Senator Richard Burr from the great state of North Carolina, he's chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
Make a Ford and a Chevy, it'll still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sorry, I couldn't get to any callers, but my gosh, the president is, you know, in toward the end of his incredible speech, he had just said some things that were remarkable during the break. The crowd started chanting "Lock her up" on Hillary, and the president said something really interesting. He said, "That's starting to make a lot more sense." That was extemporaneous, off the cuff. That is his inner thinking, folks, about locking Hillary up. Or maybe Bob Mueller. How about him? So really, this has been an incredible rally, Trump rally, part of the kickoff to the 2020 election. We're going to see so many of these rallies. We're just going to have a grand old time here with these rallies. Let's just close with a let's let Donald Trump close it out with whatever we can get in here. And then we'll come back and see you again tomorrow night on the Trump phenomenon. Here is the phenomenon himself.
28 times. You can keep your doctor. That didn't turn out to be what he said. They're coming for your money, and they're coming for your freedom, and it'll never happen, and it won't even come close, folks. Democrats are also pushing extreme late-term abortion. Allowing children to be ripped from their mother's womb right up until the moment of birth. What's that all about?
What's that all about?
So in Virginia, the governor, he's gotten a little publicity lately. I like him. Keeps us out of the papers. I like it. I'd like to find a few more guys like this one. He almost moonwalked. His wife stopped him. Darling, darling, it would be inappropriate. I want to see somebody try and imitate Michael Jackson in the moonwalk. This would not have been a good scene. His wife saved him. Darling, this would be inappropriate. I think she was right. But the governor stated that he would even allow a newborn baby to come out into the world and wrap the baby and make the baby comfortable and then talk to the mother and talk to the father and then execute the baby. Execute the baby.
Wow. Wow. Donald Trump is knocking them out.
Incredible. Millions of innocent, beautiful babies are counting on us to protect them, and we will. That is why last week I called on Congress with your great congressman over there. Thank you, fellas. To immediately pass legislation prohibiting extreme late-term abortion.
Wow. Keep getting better. Tomorrow night, highlight yet to come. Laura Ingraham is going to interview the president later tonight. And we'll see you again tomorrow night. We're having too much fun. So long.
Don't stop believing.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.